Halleluja, Hosanna. Halleluja, Hosanna. Halleluja,
Hosanna.
Halleluja,
Hosanna.
Halleluja,
song again. The first assignment the Holy Spirit wants me to do this morning, if you are here and you know that you are struggling with your reading, as we sing that song again, I want to just surrender to the Lordship of Jesus.
Amen.
There's a God that can transform.
Amen.
There's a God that can restore. There's a God that can give you a new spirit. And because you are here in this service, that God is about to restore your life. That God is about to give you a new spirit.
Amen.
That God, whatever you thought, our chaplain has said it, she has said it. If you tried cheating last time, please don't do it again this time. Because the Holy Spirit sent me here this morning. I wrote it down in my diary. To pray for people that are struggling with their brain. There's a God that can help you.
Amen.
There's a God that is giving you a new spirit. He said, instead of shame, I will give you double honor. And that God is here this morning. As we sing that song again, if you are here and you know you are struggling with it, if you want to move to the altar, you can. If you want to kneel, you can kneel. God, the Spirit of God is coming upon you. Oh yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the God that can transform us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To do for you this morning, but talk to him. You came here to meet with an excellent God. Bible said what made Daniel different was because an excellent spirit from the Lord was upon him. And this morning, that excellent spirit is coming upon somebody. Can't just begin to talk to God. Father, I need that excellent spirit. I may have failed you in the past exams. I may have done the things I was not supposed to do. But Lord, I've come this morning. Oh God, I come for help. One thing I know about the Holy Spirit, Bible says he's the helper. He's the helper. He's the one that can help you. Can I tell him, Father, I've come this morning. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Please, can that song be on the background for me? Ask God, help me. Ask God, help me. That I will not fail you this time. I have read that book. I have read my notes, but I cannot understand. Oh God, may the Spirit of understanding come upon my life this morning. Can somebody pray? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Ina banana kadosana, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the last time now, one more time, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, because we know in your presence, Bible says that God is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, that there is liberty. Lord, I come here under the unction of the Holy Spirit, oh God. I join my faith with that of the chaplain, the one you have put in charge of this place, for this one kneeling on the altar this morning. I may not know the area they had challenged, but you asked me to pray for them this morning. Lord, I pray for us for mercy. Whoever has offended you, whoever did something, might be somebody has already planned, I am going to cheat again this time. But Lord, you asked me to ask and to tell them this morning that there's a God that can change stories. And Lord, I stand this morning upon this altar. I decree, oh God, that there will be restoration in the name of Jesus. If there is anyone here that is struggling with that particular course, I came this morning to decree that course you shall do well. Amen. In that course you will do well. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray, oh God, for a spirit of wisdom, the same excellent spirit that came upon Daniel, I pray upon this one, because they've come into the upper room. Oh God, let there be a transformation. Amen. Oh, Peter left that upper room and he became bold. People said, who is this one? He has not been learned. But the people say he has been with the master. I pray, oh God, because this one I hear this morning, let there be a change of story in the name of Jesus. Let there be a change of story in the name of Jesus. As you leave this place, an excellent spirit come upon your life. Amen. I say an excellent spirit come upon your life. Amen. Thank you, Father, for it is done. I join my faith with that of the chaplain. I decree, according to the book of Revelation chapter 21, it is done.
Amen.
I say it is done.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can the church shout amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah. Somebody celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm very happy to be here this morning. I want to celebrate your chaplain, our mama. Please celebrate her. Please celebrate her. Oh, is this how you celebrate your chaplain? Somebody celebrate your chaplain. Hallelujah. Mama, thank you very much for this opportunity. May God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, you can have your seat. God bless you in Jesus' name. I want to bring greetings from my spiritual father, our senior chaplain in charge of University of Uyo, Reverend Dr. Inyebon Odo. He's very aware that I'm here this morning. And may God bless you for accepting me to be here. He sent greetings that I should greet the chaplain and also to greet the chapel. May God bless you all in Jesus' name. Let me also bring greetings from my family, my wife, and my two children. May God bless. I bring their greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me also bring greetings from Victory Chapel, Abba Campus. I pray that the Almighty God will bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm happy to be here. This is my first time of being in this auditorium. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, I happen to be a son of the soil. Hallelujah. Yes. I happen to be a son of the soil. but we've not all that been in the village, we've not been around. That's what it was. When I had this opportunity, I said, no, I have to come as a son of the soil to bring the blessing of the son of the soil to the students. May God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. When I say I'm a son of a soul, I'm from Ukam. Ukam is very close here. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Very briefly, Acts chapter 1. For the sake of time, I'm not going to read. I'm not going to take your time because I know the time that has been given to me. Acts chapter 1 from verse 12, the Bible says, then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Amen. Let me apologize. I've been having some challenges with my voice for some days now. I didn't want to tell the children that I'm not coming. I said, no matter how it's going to be, I will speak. Hallelujah. So that's why I asked them to please increase so that I will not shout much. Amen. The chaplain has said already, this year is our year of the Lord. He said, I am God. I am God. That is deep. You will not understand it. And for this program, we're having a general theme that says, worshiping the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And we are looking at the topic, beyond the upper room. The upper room was not a new thing as far as Jesus was concerned. The Bible will let us to know that in his earthly ministry, in the book of John chapter 13, if you read from verse 1, you will discover that Jesus washed his disciples' feet in the upper room. There was an upper room that he washed disciples' feet. If you also look at the book of Luke chapter 22 from verse 7, you will also discover that in the upper room was where he instituted the Lord's Supper. That was where they had their own Passover, where he said to disciples, go and ask for an upper room in the city where the master is going to meet with his disciples. So it was not a new thing. It was there that he revealed his plan of death, his plan of redeeming, and his plan of crucifixion to his disciples. I think that was why when the master said to them in Acts chapter 1, go back and wait in Jerusalem. So they say that the upper room has been a special place for them. In the Old Testament, or in the first century Jerusalem, it was a place where people meet to interact. It was a place where people meet to relax and to gist, where people meet to have a special discussion. So they decided to go to the upper room to wait. And in the book of Acts chapter 1 that we read, I want us to know together that the upper room now changed from what I may call a normal place of meeting. It now became a higher level of importance where the Spirit of God changed ordinary people to become people that can proclaim the gospel of Christ. I want to know this morning that there are some significance about the upper room. Because of our time, I'm just going to mention few. Number one, I want you to know that the upper room is a waiting place, a place of waiting. The upper room is a place of tarrying for spiritual empowerment. It's a place you wait on God. It's a place you tarry until you have been empowered by God. The upper room is a place of personal communion with the Lordship of Jesus. Is a place you go there to have a personal communion with God. Not going there because they say we must be there. No, you don't go there because you are forced to go there. You go there knowing that you are going to meet with the Lord of your life. The upper room is a place of encountering the God that can transform us from a nobody to people that can become an example to the world. So the upper room is a place of transformation. I wrote it that it is the place for the transformation of all our imperfections, and a place where we are renewed and transformed into the image of Christ. Can somebody shout amen? It is a place where loving Jesus becomes the priority of our lives. A place where loving Jesus becomes the priority of our life. It's a place where you meet with God for a specific purpose. A place you meet with God for a specific purpose. The disciples went to the upper room to wait. Their waiting was to receive the help of the Holy Spirit. And can I say this morning that in our time, the Holy Spirit is not all about the place. It is not the place, but the presence of God that makes the upper room. Hallelujah. It is no longer a place, but the presence of God. Where you stay and you have the presence of God transform you. That is where we can call the upper room. So without the presence of God, there is no upper room. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. One thing I came to tell us this morning, I'm so happy to hear that the person that came on Friday said it. The upper room is a place where we have a new beginning. A place beyond the upper room is a place we begin a new life. And this morning, I want to mention three things about the journey beyond the upper room. When you begin a new life, there's a journey that you are starting. There are things you are expected to do as you begin the journey after or beyond the upper room. It's a journey you begin deliberately. And I want to say that beyond the upper room, there's a journey you must embark. This implies that it is a place of activities. The activity you must engage yourself beyond the upper room. And I want to say, number one, that the upper room begins in the place of prayer. In the place of consistent prayers. Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that they continue in praying. In Acts chapter 1 verse 14, Bible says that they met in that place to pray. They entered after the upper room experience in chapter 2 verse 42. Bible says these continue. They continued in praying. They were not just praying. They were praying because they were expecting results. So after the upper room experience, beyond the upper room, you come to a place, you pray until you see results. In 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 42 to verse 44, Bible told us a story of Elijah, that Elijah went to the upper room. He went to the mountain to pray, where he met with the presence of God. And Bible says Elijah prayed until he saw results. No matter what you are going through, the journey of the upper room begins in the place of prayer. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to say it again, that the journey of the upper room is a journey of fulfilling your prophecy in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the journey beyond the upper room. When you receive a new life, when you begin a new life, there are activities you must engage yourself in. And this is the activity of fulfilling the prophecy of Christ for your life. I want to say to the chapel of praise this morning that after this experience, God wants you to pray to a point you fulfill your prophecies, especially for the final year brethren. Don't just leave chapel of praise and you think you have ended. No. Go to make sure that your prophecy in Christ is fulfilled. When you leave chapel of praise, become an ambassador of chapel of praise. Let people see you fulfilling your prophecy. And I pray that shall be our testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to say that the journey beyond the upper room is a journey of involving in personal evangelism and soul winning. A time you are able to go out after the upper room experience, you should be able to win souls for Christ. Bible says that after this upper room experience, Peter stood up and in one sermon, 3,000 men gave their life to Christ. With that upper room experience, the Bible says that Philip in Acts chapter 8 went to Samaria, and Bible said that he went to preach, he went for an evangelism. For you to sustain the upper room experience, you must carry the word of God to others. Impact people in your locality. Impact people in your hostel. Impact people in the compound you are living. Impact people around you with the message of Christ. Can somebody shout amen? And I want to say finally that the journey beyond the upper room is the journey of the miraculous. Hallelujah. Is the journey you walk in the miraculous. Because it is after this program, God expects us as students, God expects us as members of Chapel of Praise to begin going out to heal the sick. Hallelujah. Do not say, I'm not a pastor, I'm not an evangelist. God expects that after you have been empowered, you should come to a place, you are on the street, somebody is sick. You lay your hand upon that person and he's healed. Bible says that after the upper room experience in Acts chapter 3, that while they were going to the beautiful gate, Peter and John saw a crippled man. And Bible said they prayed and they healed him. There are three things that ushers us into this experience. And I want to round up with that. There are three things that can usher you into the journey beyond the upper room. Number one, you cannot be ushered into the upper room experience without a sincere repentance, rededication, and consecration to Christ. You must come to a place you are sincere about your repentance, a place you rededicate your life to Christ, and a place you consecrate your life to Christ. In Acts chapter 2, and when Peter was preaching, they said to Peter, what can we do? In Acts chapter 2 verse 37, Peter said to them, repent. Repent. And receive the message. Repent. That the days of refreshing may come upon your life. I came to say this morning that there's always a time of refreshing. In verse 38, he said, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus. There's repentance. When you sincerely repent, there's a God that can transform your life. Number two, what ushers us, what makes us go into this journey beyond the upper room is by being engaged, I say again, in personal evangelism. The power you need to work miracle is in the place of personal evangelism. In Acts chapter 8, time for us to go there. In Acts chapter 8, Bible says in Acts chapter 8, from verse 4, that when Philip went to Samaria, Bible said he went to preach and he was accompanied with signs and wonders. The power you need to do the miraculous will only happen in the place of evangelism. And finally, I want to say this morning that for you to be engaged in the journey beyond the upper room, you must be anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about healing the sick, who went about doing good. This morning, my assignment is to pray for people that will begin the journey beyond the upper room. It's a time we as students of Chapel of Praise go out and let the community we come from know that we have left the upper room. Mama said in the morning, when she was leaving, Mama said that this is our upper room. After this experience, what next? After this experience, what power are you carrying out to the world? What power are you going out with? There's an anointing that can come upon your life and it transform you into a new person. That was what made when Saul left Samuel Bible says he was transformed into another man. There's a God this morning about to transform people into new ones. There's a God I want to help you. There's a God I want to transform your life. There's a God I want to give your life a new meaning. There's a God I want to help you to begin the journey beyond the upper room. I want us to stand to our feet. I want us to pray. I don't know what are the things you want to be doing beyond the upper room. You can walk in the miraculous. In the second service, I will say more. I just say a few things this morning. There's a God that can help you. You go to your exam hall. You begin to do the things you're not able to do. But it begins in the place of rededication. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy word, and it's all thy love to me. Bed I long to rise in the arms of heaven and be glorified. Dedicate my life to you. I want to begin the journey beyond the upper room. I want to be involved in the activities beyond the upper room. Please, wherever you may be, just put your hand on your chest. Begin to tell God, I know I have not been doing well. I know I have not been dedicated to your services. But Lord, this morning, I want to be engaged in this journey. This morning, I come to be transformed. Oh God, help my life. If you are here this morning, place your hand on your chest. Pray and talk to God. Pray and talk to God. There's a God here that wants to transform your life. There's a God here that wants to transform your life. God, draw me to yourself. Draw me to yourself. Draw me to yourself. Let that be the prayer of somebody this morning. Somebody pray, Father, help me. Father, help me. Father, help me. I know I have not been doing well. Father, help me this morning. Can somebody pray? Somebody pray. It's a time of rededication. It's a time of consecration. Father, help my life. Precious bleeding. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying.
Amen.
We want to pray and ask God this morning. If Jesus was anointed, he went about doing good. Lord, I need your anointing upon my life. A fresh anointing that will help me begin the journey beyond the upper room. The anointing is what helps you to be sustained in the spirit beyond the upper room. When the spirit comes upon your life, you are not just to use it for yourself. You are to use it to win souls for Christ. But see how Jesus was anointed. With the Holy Ghost and power, he went about doing good. Can I just ask God, Father, anoint my life with the power to be engaged in the journey beyond the upper room. Open your mouth, pray and talk to God. Pray and talk to God. Somebody pray and talk to God. I want the anointing for the miraculous. Anointing to heal the sick. Anointing to raise the dead. anointing to change things around my life. Anointing to make, to transform people around me. Somebody open your mouth this morning. Pray and talk to God. I'm going to run up the prayer now. Somebody pray and talk to God. Father, help my life. 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 Somebody pray. Pray, pray, pray. Somebody pray, ask God, Holy Ghost, come upon my life now. Come upon my life now. Come upon my life now. The power of God is coming. Ask God, anoint me. Philip went about doing good. Jesus went about doing good. Can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Shada da da ba da o shada da da ba da da. Bangala da ga da ga da. Ele blanda ka dosa yende ke mina la da ga da. Eja ka dosa blanda ka beja la ta. Ele ka dosa blanda ka dies ka mina la da ga da. Can you just raise your two hands up? Raise your two hands up. I want to round up. Ele ka dosa la ta. Raise your two hands up. I want to round up. Shika ba la da. Fresh anointing upon us, O God. Fresh anointing. Le ka soba. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Finally, ask God, anoint my hand. This is a very special moment. Anoint my hand. If you have any kerchief, just raise that kerchief to God. I anoint my life. The power of God is coming upon somebody this morning. The power that will transform you is coming now. Just ask God, anoint my hand. Anoint whatever I am holding as a kerchief, as a sign of contact. As I lay it upon my head, whether my hand or whatever upon my head, let it carry your power. Let it carry your power. Let it carry your power. Let that anointing come. You are using that kerchief. You are using that your hand as a sign of contact. Begin to pray. Liba shaka dabadosh. Pray. Father, anoint me. Anoint me. Anoint me. Shada da 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 Rivers of living water. The power of God is coming now. Raise your hand upon your head. Put your hand upon your head. Begin to pray. Put your hand upon your head. Pray, pray, pray. Shada da 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 da. Somebody pray. My belly, out of my belly, rivers
of living water.
We are going to shout the name of Jesus for 5 times, and I will hand over the mic to the chaplain. Legal shout about, please. There's a power that is coming upon your life now to anoint you for a special assignment. There is somebody here. The power of God is coming upon your life to transform you. That thing that seems to have died in your life, it is coming back to life. We are going to shout the name of Jesus, and I want you to trust God that that power is coming upon your life now. Somebody shout, Jesus! Please, the drummers, just walk with me. Just walk with me. We are going to pray again. Father, upon this house, I pray, let your spirit take over. Anoint that sister now. Anoint that brother now. Anoint that person now. For an assignment. Shout Jesus number 2.
He touched me. He touched me. And oh, that joy fills my soul. Something happened.
Please release your spirit. Ayagabada.
And I know he touched me and missed
Somebody shout Jesus. Holy Ghost, come upon somebody. Anoint the person, anoint the person, anoint the person, anoint the person, anoint the person. Come upon, come upon them now, come upon them now, in the name of take over. I know he touched me and me. It's many two times. As we shout Jesus the fourth time, you are going to turn yourself to your left and ask God, whatever was holding me, whatever was the family connection, whatever was standing as an altar in my father's house, altar in the place I am living that is resisting the anointing upon my life this morning, as I turn to my left and shout Jesus, let that thing be broken. Somebody shout Jesus number four.
Jesus.
Don't. Somebody make a turn. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to shout for the last time. Please just release yourself and turn very well and ask God, as I turn around, let things turn around for my good. As we shout this last time, something's about to happen in your life. Somebody pray. Count 1 to 3. Holy Ghost, I release your anointing upon this house now. I'm going to count 1 to 3. At the third time, you will shout Jesus and turn around to your left. Turn very well. Let the power of God come upon your life. The same spirit that came upon Jesus and for empowerment and the word is coming upon somebody now. Number 1, I speak against every power, the powers of failure, the power that resists your glory. As we shout Jesus, let them disappear now. Number 2, Holy Ghost, come upon them. As you turn around, turn very well. Let the power of God take over. Number 3. Take over. Sing it one more time. Yeah.
make your decision now. Final decision. Say it. Say it. I'm going back with my anointing. I'm going back with my anointing. I'm going back with my anointing. Confirm it. Confirm it. I'm going back with my anointing. I will make good use of my anointing. Mention the areas the anointing should work for you. Mention. That is what I mean, decision, decision. Mention those areas. Declare it, declare it. Those areas the anointing should work for you. Those areas. Make sure you are making the decision according to the will of God concerning your life. Let it be according to the will of God. Let it be what will glorify the name of God. Let it be what will exalt Jesus as Lord on campus, in your life, in your department. Make it, make it. Decide now, decide now. The area you want the anointing to go for you. The anointing should work for you. The anointing, the way the Spirit of God will use you. The area the Spirit of God will use you. And I was anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Tell Holy Ghost, anoint me for excellence, anoint me for greatness, anoint me for prosperity, anoint me for evangelism, anoint me with your unction, anoint me with your unction, anoint me with your unction, that I will feel the experience, even when I'm sleeping in my dream, anoint me, Holy Ghost, with your teaching anointing, Holy Ghost, anoint me for excellent spirit, anoint me with wisdom, power to excel, power to accomplish, power to aim well, anoint me with your grace that I might be great in life, anoint me with your grace so that I might fulfill the promises of God concerning my life, anoint me with excellent spirit so that my destiny shall end well. Oh sweet Jesus, oh sweet Jesus, oh, the lover of our soul, let there be anointing. Holy Ghost anointing upon every soul here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can you wave your hand and tell the Holy Ghost, thank you, I acknowledge your presence. He touched me. Oh, he touched me.
And I know the joy that fills my soul.
Congregation, sing.
Something happened, and now I know.
Restoration.
He touched me.
He's going to restore every losses in your life.
He touched me.
He will take away sorrow and give you joy.
I know that joy that fills my soul.
Yes, you can mention that thing.
Something has happened.
There's a difference in me now. I'm going back a free person, no more in bondage, oh Lord, and that is my prayer for you all.